Good morning. This is Paul Donovan, Chief Economist at UBS Global Wealth Management. It's 7 o'clock in the morning London time on Thursday, the 11th of July. We have US June consumer price inflation data today. US Federal Reserve Chair Powell thinks that this matters because US politicians think that this matters. And Powell thinks what politicians think is important. Economists know that this is a deeply flawed number. And in a well-ordered universe, what economists know would be a lot more important than what politicians think. And yet here we are. The hope is for some moderation in the headline data, but what's really going to matter is the detail. There is some useful information in the consumer price inflation details that can signal where spending power and actual inflation pressures are heading. So, what to look for? What is consumer price inflation doing without the nonsense of owner's equivalent rent? That gives a far better idea of what middle-class US homeowners are facing when it comes to their actual cost of living, and it's thus far more important when assessing consumer spending resilience. What is happening to proper service prices, not vague notions of financial services derived from the level of the equity market, but the prices people are actually paying for services in the real world? Is goods price deflation still intact? Durable goods price deflation is well established. Durable goods prices are now 5.3% below their August 2022 highs. They're back at the levels last seen in October of 21. Finally, perhaps most usefully from this rather bad quality data set, what is happening regionally? The widespread episodes of sector deflation at a regional level are the clearest signal possible that inflation is not sticky in the slightest. Markets will get excited about the headline, but it's those details that are really useful in today's print. UK monthly GDP for May has been released. This is not necessarily market-moving data because it's not necessarily terribly reliable data, which means expectations for policy change from the Bank of England are not often influenced by this number. For what it's worth, it was a bit more upbeat. As with any monthly data, weather may have played some part in this improvement. German final June consumer price inflation numbers were released. This data almost never changes, and so nobody pays it any attention. Politicians, meanwhile, are politicking. In the United States, actors are also politicking, it would appear. Markets are not interested, because markets are rarely interested in politicians. The debate over US President Biden's re-election bid is only likely to affect markets if it causes a shift in the probabilities for the election outcome, and if that shift is taken as signalling a different policy outcome from current expectations. We're some way away from that at this stage. Meanwhile, in France, President Macron has tried being presidential, speaking for the first time since Sunday's elections and calling for a broad governing pact. Markets are unlikely to give this a terribly high probability at this stage. That's all for today. Have a good day.
UBS Chief Investment Office's investment views are prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management business of UBS AG or its affiliate, UBS. This material has no regard to the specific investment objectives, financial situation, or particular needs of any specific recipient and is published for informational purposes only. As a firm providing wealth management services to clients globally, UBS AG and its subsidiaries offer both investment advisory services and brokerage services. Investment advisory services and brokerage services are separate and distinct, differ in material ways, and are governed by different laws and separate arrangements. In the USA, UBS Financial Services, Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG and a member of FINRA SIPC. For information, please visit our website at ubs.com/workingwithus. For a full legal disclaimer applicable to the independent investment views produced by UBS, please visit our website at ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer.